So picture this. Trump steps in, all serious, and announces a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. He probably thought, I'm the boss, and when I say ceasefire, this is going to cool things down. But guess what happens just a few hours later? Israeli forces went ahead and struck more Iranian targets again. And what was their reason? They say Iran launched missiles first, and this is just their response. Now, Trump was furious, and not just in private, he publicly scolded Israel and Iran, saying they both are not sticking to the deal.
You know, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel.
Trump even told reporters straight up, when I say 12 hours of ceasefire, you don't go out in the first hour and drop everything you have on them. I am not happy with Israel going out this morning because of one rocket that was shot, perhaps by mistake.
You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
That is classic Trump. Unfiltered, bold, and very clear. And at times crazy. He didn't stop there. He called up Netanyahu directly and told him to stop the attacks. And after that call, Israeli officials confirmed they held back. No more airstrikes after that phone call. It's almost like Netanyahu wasn't really listening at first, but once Trump called him personally, things changed quickly. Like a, ha, theek hai, we will calm down kind of movement. Then Trump posted a strong message saying, Israel is not going to attack Iran, all planes will turn around and head home. So yes, Israel's jet planes were recalled on Trump's dire demand. Now let's zoom out a little. This whole drama shows something very important. Israel is starting to act more independently, even when it doesn't fully match with what the US wants in the region. But then, the US is still Israel's biggest supporter, militarily, diplomatically, and everything. But Israel is also clear doing what it wants to do, especially when it comes to Iran. And this is not new. For example, in Yemen, Israel has carried out airstrikes on Houthi-controlled areas. If you see, this is way outside its usual zones of operation. And sometimes the US tells them to chill. But Israel still goes ahead anyway. It is like Israel is saying to America, we know that you are my big brother, but we have our own homework as well. In many cases, Israeli defense forces stay on high alert, even in the regions where the US is barely involved. And when they feel like their security is under threat, they don't wait for green signals. But at the same time, let's be real, their independence is not total. When Trump stepped in with a firm no, they backed off. So yes, Israel is testing the boundaries, pushing its own strategies, especially to counter Iran. But the US, with all its power and diplomacy, still holds the brakes. That's the tricky part of this relationship. Two close allies, but not always on the same page.